I think, first of all, we have to know that we face maybe the best team of the moment. That's reality of one of the best in the championship. Very performant at home. We start with a game plan. The problem was that we give the first goal. So everything start to be difficult for our team already. Missing confidence individually and collectively. Then, of course, everything start to be more difficult. We're trying to play, but after the first goal, we were between two ideas. Following by playing or just looking for not conceding. But even one or the second less solution, we can find a way. So what I saw is that a lot of players missing of confidence for sure. It's quite normal regarding the situation. Second is some of them are coming from injuries. And the only good thing today that they took some time game as Igor, as Gudmundsson, and sometimes they did well some amount of the game. But of course, we miss a lot. We miss of everything, tactically, technically, fitness. But I know also, because I know some of the player, I don't know all, I had to discover. For me, maybe the easy solution was to stay in the stadium. But I'm not like this. When I take the responsibility, I prefer to be inside the pitch. And as I told to the player, if we improve individually in what we have to improve, and we can win 30% of each of them, then you can add this 30%, of course, you will see another team. What I know also by experience, that when you are in this situation, everything starts to be difficult. You think you have no legs. Not able anymore to dribble, not able anymore to make a pass, not even anymore to defend. So our chance, I can say, is that first, there are still 19 games to play. It means a lot of points to take. Second, in the next few weeks, we have one game a week, which is very important to be able to prepare the next game and not two games a week. Can be difficult in our situation. And then it's about making the right evaluation, not staying only in the emotion of this worst result, but just see the reality, face to the reality, first of all, be able to identify what happened, and then, of course, be able also to find the right solution. And if I'm here, it's because I believe that I can do it and we can do it. Now, of course, everybody has to be concerned. The player first, we have to work on the fitness aspect, I repeat it. We have to work technically, tactically, and of course, we need maybe some help with player. Yeah, because that's also reality. So, if we can enjoy all this point, I'm sure, I've never been relegated in my life, and I don't want. That's why I'm here. That's why I was coming, because again, Charlton means a lot for me, and even I'm very disappointed for the team, for the club, for the supporters. Okay, I was hoping to start the new story in another way. It's not because you succeed one time that you can succeed second time, but I believe in my capacity and I believe in the fact that everybody wants the same, and this can make the difference.
For you personally, did it take you much persuading for you to come back to the Valley and to work with Roland again? Obviously, there was a situation where he didn't extend your contract after the first spell here. Were you quite happy to come back and work with him?
You know, I'm coming back with Charlton. That's a big difference. And coming back because the owner know that I have something special with Charlton. I don't know why. I knew a lot of different clubs, but certainly also with England. And I already repeat the same. You know that I was disappointed that I don't have the possibility to stay. I must be honest, I had other opportunities just right now. But maybe I don't choose the more easy. But okay, it was my feeling to speak. So now, after this first feeling, I know that I have to do the job. I repeat, not alone, all together. You have to identify what we miss. And after, sure, I believe we have enough game to do what we have to do.
Okay, and you said, as you say, 19 games left. You've had a couple of days now to try and assess the squad again. Do you think you'll be going into the transfer market?
I hope so, because it's part of the reality that we have to face. The team actually has to be helped. And so we need to find the right targets, really be able to give something more to the team, because we need, and then work with the player that we have at this moment, because I'm sure most of them, you don't see the real value today, the day before. You know, I know football, and some situation, I repeat, you don't recognize the team, and I hope that we can say the same, but on the opposite way in the next game.
Okay. And just under 400 Charlton fans made the trip today. A lot more at home obviously would be worried by the result today. What's your message to the Charlton fans?
Trust me. I mean, I'm not here for me. For I'm here just because, first of all, I think they appreciate a lot the work I was doing. Not only because we stay up, but I think that they know that I'm completely involved in this club, that I just want the same that us. When I say that we need everybody, I need also the supporters, because it's a main point for us, it's a key point. In this kind of fight to survive, supporters are key for me, a key. And so if we speak about confidence, the player needs support to be confident. And the only thing I will ask to my player in the next game, of course, is first to work hard daily, and then after to give everything on the pitch. And then the link with the supporter will work again, I'm sure. So that's my message. Good. Just do it all together, not for myself, just for Charlton.